You're listening to SBS News.
Benson Andrews was just hitting puberty when he started to realise he was attracted to men. Because he strictly followed the Christian faith, the Melbourne man says he felt he needed to do something about it, feeling something was wrong.
In church life, you are constantly being told a message that man and a woman, Adam and Eve, a relationship is the best when it's between a man and a woman. How to be the right father, how to be the right husband to your wife. You know, and women, what were their roles within the church? What was their roles in the Bible? How is it their job to support their husband? How is it their job to be a mother to their children?
Mr. Andrews' case is just one of many stories contained in a new report revealing so-called conversion therapy and related practices still exist in Australia's churches. The Human Rights Law Centre authored the report, along with La Trobe University and Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria. The centre says the therapy occurs across a range of faiths and is harming lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender people. At least 10 organisations in Australia and New Zealand currently advertise the provision of conversion therapies. The Law Centre's Director of Legal Advocacy, Anna Brown, says it is happening away from the attention of many Australians.
Some people may be surprised to learn that conversion therapy remains a real problem in Australian religious communities. It really grew out of as a response to the gay liberation movement in the 70s. We saw religious-based conversion therapies start to emerge in Australia in different faith communities.
Unlike many involved in conversion therapy, Benson Andrews says he put himself through it, hoping it would make him straight.
I reached out to a local, a youth pastor at the church, and I believe the language that I used at the time was, "I'm struggling with my homosexuality." And at that time, I hadn't had sex or even engaged at all, but I knew that there was something in me that wasn't necessarily what I thought at the time wasn't correct, or I felt like I was sort of sitting on a landmine. You know, I was dangerous. I knew that there was something that needed to be changed.
Despite taking up informal therapy, he says he realised it was not working, and that was when he started more formal therapy. He describes the experience.
It came in the form of hypnosis. It came in the form of exorcism. It came in the form of a therapy, or at least an idea in therapy, that my mother was, this is according to the therapist, that my mother was overbearing, or that their influence was very, very strong in my life. And so that made me more of a feminine boy. And we needed to fix that because men weren't supposed to be feminine.
The therapist also told him he was attracted to men because he did not get the love he needed from his father. Benson Andrews maintains a good relationship with his family today, but he says the experience left him feeling traumatised and he still experiences night terrors. For him, it has meant rejecting the church.
I had to make a decision between being gay or being in good faith with God. And basically, the idea of the therapy was, God can do this. God can heal you. God has a plan for you. But if you don't do the hard work, if you don't keep up good faith, if you stay in contact with queer friends, if you engage in sex, if you look at pornography, if you even let yourself get caught up in the idea of thinking about a boy or checking out a guy, all of those things are opening doorways for the devil to have a hold in your life.
Anna Brown at the Human Rights Law Centre says the centre has found many others that have had similar experiences. They have had therapy in the form of faith-based counselling or pastoral activities, focusing on the belief homosexuality means an individual is broken and needs to be repaired. Ms. Brown says it is common for individuals to then reject their faith.
Often they struggle for decades to reconcile the fact that these two intimate parts of their being, their faith and their sexuality, they're being told they can't be reconciled, and it literally tears people apart. Some people end up leaving the church and or their faith, and there's a lot of grief and loss that comes with that because they're leaving a big part of their personal identity, their relationship with God, and also a community.
The centre's report, Preventing Harm, Promoting Justice, estimates up to 10% of LGBTIQ Australians are still exposed to conversion therapy. The first report of its kind in Australia, it suggests adults should be allowed to continue to seek faith-based guidance about their sexuality if they wish, because legislating against it would limit religious freedom. But it says the issue is with those who do not wish to go through the therapy, particularly children, often forced into it by religious institutions or their parents. Ms. Brown says Australia has been proactive in moving to ban the practice, but more must be done.
Compared to jurisdictions across the world, Australia already has some protections against conversion therapy, but we need to have stronger laws as well as education, awareness raising and support for survivors.
But she acknowledges law reform is only part of the picture.
We don't want to drive these practices further underground, and we know that real cultural change comes with supporting faith-based communities, working in partnership with them to recognise the harm these practices are occurring and finding a way for their pastoral care of LGBT people to support and protect them.
Benson Andrews says he's hopeful, though, the practice will be outlawed one day.
As much as I was terrified when I came out, because I thought, this is it, I'm giving up on the therapy, I'm accepting this gay life, and I know that I'm accepting it. I thought that I was accepting a counterfeit version of wholesomeness. I thought that I was accepting a compromise. I thought I was compromising on the quality of life that I was going to have. Once I got over that, there was a sense of relief because I didn't have to keep pretending that I was trying to be straight anymore. I knew the therapy wasn't working. I knew that it was harmful.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.